Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Magshan. Today is Tell It Tuesday, and we have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us talking about healing, relationships, and forgiveness. We also have Miyoshi Marie that's going to be talking about bang on the enemy. I cannot wait to get this started. But before we go, you know, we're here about caring and sharing with you. We're bringing you education, stress and unification, and the importance of collaboration. Yeah, we're confused, but we're getting more committed with our help. But the most important thing is that we are staying connected, and we're going to stay woke out here. So today, this is your quote. We either win or lose. There is no middle ground. Now and in the future, let's advance, determined to win in every sphere of our lives. By winning in our lives, we are advancing society. And by advancing society, we win in our lives. So that is a thing that we have to carry with us. You know, tomorrow we're dog, but Thursday we're going to have an exciting thing come on, too. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, I'm going to bring in Ms. Stephanie Haynes and let her get going with us, because I want her to just give us as much as she can give us about relationships and healing and forgiveness. Stephanie Haynes, are you there with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Ms. Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. How was your holiday?
My holiday was kind of, you know, exciting. We went up for Memorial Day Monday. We was up briefly, Angie and I, about, it was short and sweet. And we talked about a little barbecue, and Angie gave us some pointers and stuff. And then I had one rib on the plate that I could not wait to get back to. So I finished up that rib, and I had some great veggies. You would have been proud of me. And I just kind of like took a nice evening. And you had a good holiday out there. Did you do barbecue or, you know, family thing, or what did you do?
Oh, yes, I had a great time, you know, with family and friends. Yeah, just, you know, staying connected.
Okay.
And we barbecued and enjoyed, you know, I enjoyed the family, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we're going to gonna start off with a forgiveness.
Okay.
You know, so listeners, you know, I want everybody, you know, just to sit back and just, you know, close your eyes. And as I do this forgiveness meditation prayer, I just want you to really listen and see where you need to make changes. Not the other person, but, you know, all this is all about you, you the individual. Because forgiveness is always for self and not for the other individuals, for you, so you can move on to your greatness. All right, so everybody just close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And exhale out through the nose. Once again, take another deep breath in. And exhale out. Now, this prayer covers most of the significant areas of forgiveness, since such a prayer would bring to mind other areas that need forgiveness. So let spirit move freely and guide your mind to the person or groups that you need to forgive. Spirit, today, I ask to forgive everyone in my life. I know that you would give me the strength to forgive, and I thank you. For you love me more than I love myself and want my happiness more than I desire it for myself. I truly forgive my mother. I forgive her for all the time she hurt me, resented me, was angry with me, and for all the times she punished me. I forgive her for the time she preferred my brothers or sisters over me. Forgive her for the time she told me I was dumb, ugly, stupid, the worst of the children, or that I cost the family a lot of money. For the time she told me I was unwanted, an accident, a mistake, or not what she expected, I forgive her. I forgive my father. I forgive him for any non-support, lack of love and affection. I forgive him for any lack of time, not giving me his companionship because of his drinking, arguing, and fighting with my mother or the other children. For this, for his severe punishment, desertion, divorcing my mother, or for any running around, I forgive him. Spirit, I extend forgiveness to my sister and brothers. I forgive those who rejected me, lied about me, hated me, resented me, competed for my parents' love, hurt me, or physically harmed me. For those who were too severe on me, punished me, or made my life unpleasant in any way, I forgive them. Spirit, I forgive my spouse for the lack of love, affection, consideration, support, attention, and lack of communication. I forgive his faults, his falling, his weaknesses, and other acts or words that hurt or disturb me. Spirit, I forgive my children for the lack of respect, obedience, love, and attention, supported warmth, and understanding. I forgive them for their bad habits, falling away from their spiritual practice, and any bad action that disturbed me. Spirit, in-laws, my mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, son and daughter-in-laws, and other relatives by marriage who treated my family with a lack of love, for all their words, thoughts, actions, and omissions which injured and caused pain, I forgive them. I forgive my grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle, and cousin who may have interfered in our family, been possessive of my parents, and who may have caused confusion or turned one parent against the other. Spirit, help me forgive my coworkers who are disagreeable or made life miserable for me, for those who push their work off on me, gossip about me, and try to take my job. I forgive them. Spirit, I forgive all spiritual practitioners for their lack of support, affirmation, bad sermons, pettiness, lack of friendliness, not providing me or my family with the inspiration we needed, for any hurts that have inflicted on me or my family, even in the distant past. I forgive them today. Spirit, I forgive all of those who are of different persuasion, those of opposite views, who have attacked me, ridiculed me, discriminated against me, made fun of me, or economically hurt me. I forgive them. Let's take a deep breath in. and exhale out. And close your eyes. And let's sit deeply. Let's take a big sigh. And you might want this to stretch a little. Now pay attention to the natural rhythm of your breathing. Feel your body rise gently as you breathe in and relax as you breathe out. Every out-breath is an opportunity to let go, to feel comfortable, the heaviness and warmth. And you can travel through your mind to the metals of your innermost being, to the sunlit, clear and fresh with the mild fragrance breeze of spring. As you breathe, you can relax into the warmth of the sun and feel the wind carrying your body and ruffle your clothing. You can attune yourself more and more to the delightful sight, sounds, and fragrance. The grass, the trees, and the flowers, the birds and the butterflies, the abundance of life in a meadow, and the sound of the cricket and the winds in the trees. And you can feel the peace here in this special place and the life force of the awakened spring. And you can feel the life force in your own body. Feel it resonating with the meadow. Feel it as joy. The meadow is a place of safety, truth, and place of wisdom within yourself, where you can always come. And within the meadow are the many special places you can discover. Places where you can feel your own power, and the places where you can especially feel cozy and safe. Around the edge of the meadow are opening to different paths of the life experiences you have had. Paths over the space of the paths, whether high or low, is like a rainbow, for it has a pot of gold, a gift of learning. At its ends, the nettles is the safest of your own special place. You can look down into the path of your life experiences, a relationship you have with other people, and choose one where anger, hurt, or guilt, or someone, some other emotions, still block the way to forgive. And in a moment, you will see a symbolic image of that emotion. Walking down the path, you meet at the edge at the middle to bring the gift of its teaching. Bring your inner emotional messenger to the place of the greatest comfort for you in the meadow. It may be a power place or a safe place. Since you may have changed, you have contact this feeling. You may want to make your messenger smaller or larger. Settle down and bring the situation. Now thank it for its help. Ask it if there are other ways for you to feel safe, new ways that open your heart. Now ask what it has to teach you about the other person. About yourself. I thank it. Turn the favor by setting it free, letting its energy flow back to the life source as a bird or a flower or a burst of light. Now that it will arise spontaneously where needed, free to form as to fade away, free to be spontaneously itself. Feel the life force in this sturdy shoot of new growth all around you. Bow in your heart to the author of life, to yourself, to those who have changed, to exchange love teachings with you in the form of hurt. And know that you are both forgiving now and forever. Begin to become aware of your breathing. Now bring the palms of your hands together. We're going to rub healing energy into those hands. And place them over your eyes. And open your eyes gently. Okay. So here's how to begin dealing with your negative emotions so that you can become emotional healthy woman or man for the rest of your life. You know, forgiveness is one of the things that, one of the most important things we have to do to be able to just let go and to be able to be empowered and also to take our power back. Because when we don't forgive, we give the other individual the power. Now, forgiveness is, well, actually, the law of forgiveness is a dynamic universal principle that can change our lives. So when we are willing to forgive, we can unleash an amazing power, a flood of energy that can heal and uplift every area of our lives. When we're unforgiving, it can block our dreams and goals. It can interfere with our relationships. It can turn our lives stagnant and dreary. So many times it's more difficult for us to forgive those who we love because we tend to hold them at a higher standard. The key to being able to forgive anyone is to separate who he or she really is from what each one has done and behold his or her authentic self. So why is it important to forgive? So when you hang on to anger and resentment, it is like locking yourself into a prison of your own making. The moment you decide to forgive, the universe hands out an array of ways to heal the past and support you to move on. Forgiving people is better. When you forgive and move on, you are releasing yourself from the negative hold of the past and freeing yourself from the burden of bitterness. When you forgive others, we are not condoning their behavior, and it doesn't mean we have to invite them over for dinner either. Forgiveness doesn't mean excusing what someone has done. It is admitting that the individual is a fallible human being who has temporarily forgot who he or she is. Forgiveness frees us from the heavy burden of resentment. If you can separate what someone has done in the past from what they are, let go of the history and begin again in this moment. We will not only be healing our lives, also be contributing to the shift in the collective unconscious, making it easier for the world to forgive. Without inner peace, it is impossible to have world peace. So, Ms. Linda, do you have any questions for me?
Well, after I'm coming back, letting go deep, and, you know, usually when you go into that phase, you know, I have to, like, really sit up straight because I know how to go there, and you know how to take a person there. But I, you know, when people say forgive, but don't forget, you know, people mm-hmm. say, okay, I'm going to forgive you, but I won't forget it. And is that the not forgetting it, is that sort of like a reminder? You're not holding on to it. It might not be the same as it was in the beginning because something's going to change in there. because when persons do things that have to have forgiveness, so you have to forgive them about it, it sort of like takes away a little trust. You have to work on that too. So I hopefully you'll bring us back up with trust next week or sometime soon about that trust, because it all falls in there. But when you say forgive them but don't forget, why is that? What is the purpose of not forgetting?
Well, I didn't say don't forget.
No. So I'm saying most people will say, not you, they'll say, but you have to forgive them, but don't forget it. Or I'll say, I'm forgiven, but I'm not forgetting. Am I doing that as a reminder to myself that, okay, if this kind of situation rises up again, are you going to have to breathe in and out? Are you going to have to let go? Or are you just going to have to go? So that forgiveness is a release. It is a healing. But not forgetting it. You know, we're human. You know, we have flashbacks. So what is that about?
Yes, we do. We have those triggers. Yes, we do. I think the most important thing, when you truly, honestly, really forgive another individual, you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you let all that negative energy go, all that guilt, all that anger, all that resentment. Because if you don't let it go, then it's going to go inside one of your organs, right? Because, you know, our organs call emotions.
Right.
And then we become sick. Then we become sick. All right. This is how you really know when you really truly forgave a person, right? When that person come into your environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You won't get that. You don't get that sinking heart feeling. How your heart just sink. You know, like
right. Right.
If that happens to you, that's when you know that you have not truly let go and really forgave that person, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
And another way to look at it is that when you know in your heart that you really truly forgave that person, when that person come into your presence, then you're able to speak to that person from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not bringing up the old baggage. You're not bringing up the hurt. You're not bringing up the blaming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and yes, I know that saying, you know, I'll forgive you, but I ain't going to ever forget you, right?
Right.
You know, so, you know, people come in our lives, you know, for a reason, either to teach us or we the teacher, you know, we the teacher or the student at any time. Okay, and sometimes we as people, we, you know, take on other people's anger, and sometimes it don't even have to do with us. It's just that they are venting at that time, and they're projecting whatever they're feeling at that moment.
Right.
And then we take it personally, and it ain't got nothing to do with us. And then we come mad and angry at the individual. As always, good to have your life condition up high. So when a person, you know, is coming to you venting or cursing you or, you know, disrespecting you, you can look at that person with compassion and say, oh, that person is having a bad day.
Right.
You know, because if you match that person's energy, then you know better than that other individual.
You're falling right there with them, you know. Yeah, I'm a believer that, you know, and especially in these times, and I'm going to say this, and then, you know, before I say this, wrap it up and think about what you're coming with us next time so we can prepare for it. But with these events that's happening and what we're going through now, we really have to take deep breaths because everybody's going through it. And you have to kind of like pull back. Like if I'm in this trying to get something clear or expressing something out of concern and I see that individual going the other way, I say that they're coming off an automatic pilot. If they have been in a situation, and I pull away because I too am going through things. I'm pretty balanced here, but you know, sometimes those scales can get tipped and then boom, there you are right there with them. So with me, I just pull back a minute, you know. I just pull back and do my breathing and think about forgiveness, because if I get there with you, it'll never come together, you know. But we these times are really everybody's just going through it. And when you say forgiveness, now what I cannot forgive, and before we go, I cannot forgive these stories that I'm hearing, that these people are out here coughing and spitting on the cashiers. And I haven't seen it, and I don't want to be around it. But that I cannot wrap around my head. So I'm going to have to do some deep breathing when I finish the show tonight and try to, I don't even know if forgiveness will come in that way because I can't understand it. And it's like really, how can you forgive a person like that that's carrying on, that's having that type of behavior, that's doing that to another human being, that knowing that it's a dangerous situation? You know, I feel that if they want to check out, let them check out, because there's some people out there will check them out ahead of time. You know, they'll bring it right back to them, and we don't need that right now. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because our land is not protected. The angels, the gods, or whatever you call up there, they say, hey, we checking out of here. We going on a cruise because this is too much. And when y'all get that together, we're going to come back again. So we're unprotected. We're unprotected in many, many ways. And those that know about it know what to do about it. But it's just like a situation. So I am so glad, Stephanie Haynes, that you have shared this with us. And, you know, when you get the people writing, I'll deal with. But I have to tell the listeners, if she tell you to lie down on the floor on your back and take you through an exercise, you might find yourself snoring. I love you for how you bring things to us. And it's the right time for you to talk to us about forgiveness. And my favorite part of this whole talk here is about the messenger. So when you're clear and you can recognize that messenger and ask those questions and accept the messenger and thank the messenger for the teaching, that's pretty darn exciting. And you're saying that the dynamics of the universe, you know, and the universe, but it's a principle. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing that with us. And I'm not going to put you on the spot now, but I know you got a whole library. So have you thought about what you're going to bring us next week so I can get people prepared for it?
Yeah, so we just did forgiveness. So we're going to learn to let go.
Okay, let go. Okay.
Learning to let go.
Well, on that note, I got Miss Miyoshi Marie coming on, and Miyoshi's going to be talking about bang on the enemy. You know, they worded a little bit different, right? And I'm going to bang on the enemy. I said, who is the enemy? Okay, tell me who the enemy is. And you know, they got their own, you know, language out there. So she's going to be telling us about banging on the energy. I'm going to thank you again. The listeners, thank you. I'm going to play a little bit of something, and then I'm going to bring her right on in. Stephanie Haynes, thank you so much for giving us healing, relationships, and forgiveness. We love you.
We love you, too.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream, you're halfway to destiny. If you dream, if you dream.
Hello, Miyoshi. You know, we want. want to hear about your dreams. How are you doing this evening, Neosha Marie? What's up?
What's up, everyone? Happy Tuesday. Hey, Linda. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Neosha.
How are you, Linda?
I'm great. Did you have a great holiday?
I sure did.
I know you did.
I had an amazing holiday.
Okay.
I did. What about you?
Okay, yeah, kind of relaxing. You know, we did a Sweet and Short show yesterday with Angie and myself, and she brought us some pointers in, and we talked about barbecue, and I didn't keep it too long because she was eating her barbecue, and I had one more rib left and some veggies, and it was staring, looking at me on the plate, but I took care of it. I was just upset because I didn't order enough. I wanted more, but I picked it up the day before, you know, from my special place. And you know my special place. You joined us down there.
Special place.
Oh yeah. So I had to go talk to my people, and I picked it up. I knew to go a day ahead so that I would beat the crowd, and I had everything that I needed. But we are waiting on this topic. Bang on the enemy. Can you really get us going here?
Bang on the enemy. Linda, you already know how I am.
Yes.
What I mean by banging on the enemy, I mean banging on your insecurities, banging on depression, oppression, poverty, anything that's going to keep you from your highest potential. I feel like every day you should be able to bang on it. If you're gonna bang on somebody, be mad at somebody, or fight for somebody, fight for what you believe in so you won't be taken from walking in your divine purpose. That's what I mean,
right,
on the enemy. And it's not every Tuesday, like I, you know, talk to my listeners, it's not just about, this is just things that I'm going on within my life, like my journey. I feel it's time that if I'm going to take control of something and get my power back, then I need to bang on it. Just like I bang on anything else, like as I am, I need to bang on anything that's going to keep me from my highest potential, which is fear for me. Which is, you know, past trauma for me, which is insecurities, you know, self-doubt, you know, just anything that's keeping me from my highest potential. I feel like every day I should be able to bang on and say, not today, faith over fear all day, and be able to stand strong on that and not allowing things to take me back or to deviate me from my highest potential. And I'm just starting to learn that it just... Dealing with those deep layers, you know, not the surface anymore, getting real deep. Like last week I talked about it's okay to be in a darkness. It's nothing wrong with being in a dark place. But we so used to thinking that darkness is bad when it's not bad. It's actually good. That's how everything is formed, in the darkness, and being aware of that and being okay with that. And now it's being able to say, you know, I have these problems, I have these insecurities. Let me take control of owning and take stand of, you know, what's mine, my power. Like the quote I said last week, my favorite quote, you know, all power is from within and therefore under your control. That's the true nature of anything. You're the co-creator of your reality. So it's up to you to take control of it and create your beautiful picture.
Take control and create the picture, okay? I'm writing.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I just had to put that down. Take control and create the picture. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Keep telling us how we bang this stuff on out of our lives.
You bang it out of your lives by waking up every day and taking accountability and saying it's okay to, you know, have these insecurities. What I noticed over this weekend for me is that I'm moody. I didn't know I was moody, you know, but thank God you know, I understand that now I'm moody, but now I don't want to be moody. You know, that's not me. So how can I be unmoody? How can I live in a state of mind of joy and happiness and stay in that and not waver with that? That means I need to take control of my mind, not think about past, live in a present, and continue my journey on, you know, towards the future and think positive thoughts. So now every morning I need to get back to my affirmations. I used to have so many affirmations around me that's all I used to see. So that's all, you know, you are what you see and believe. So
right.
If I used to see that every day, then I believe that. So now I need to get back with throwing affirmations all over my place. Sorry, that's how I live my life. You know?
All those
it's time to really get back to the basics.
Right, right.
Get it back to the basics, you know, reading my books, you know, reading my affirmations, looking in the mirror, saying my affirmations to myself, like really getting back to when I first started, when I was in that dark place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just continue to stay in that dark place because there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just continue to get better at it. Because in the darkness, that's where you grow. That's when you become. That's when you evolve. So for me, taking back and just getting back to the basics.
Okay.
And taking ownership and accountability and being okay with my ugliness and saying, okay, we have this problem. We're about to fix it. Let's do surgery.
Right.
Let's start, you know, dissecting, getting that cancer out. Because it's a dis-ease. It's a feeling. It's an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, I have to heal it with time, with patience, with my walks, with the ocean, you know, with daily conversation with people that's going to uplift my soul, you know, allow what I, you know, be aware of what I listen to and see. So that's how you bang on the enemy. You get back to the basics. Well, you know, what got you here?
Right.
You know,
Okay. How did you get here? What brought this up? Not cutting you off, when you say bang on the enemy, which we already know we are our own worst enemy, as you're saying, and it's okay to be in the dark spot, because if you've never been in the darkness, you don't recognize when you get there. And you need to be there, so when it's coming back on, like you say, I'm getting my affirmations back up. I got posters all over the wall, because when I met you, you had a whole lot of posters, and you were moving right along. I remember seeing those posters on the door and the stickies and all that other stuff, and those were your affirmations. So I know that this is what you do. I know that that is part of your hammer. And I'm so glad that you want to share this with us tonight, because you know how to bang it out. And you know how to take the responsibility. And I love it when you say evolve back, you know, healing with your soul and stuff. You're such an inspiration. You see things so clearly. And what I love about it, you like to share it. See, people need to hear these things. That's why we're up here. That's why we're sharing and caring. And things that Stephanie take us through, things that you take us through, and, you know, of course, Angie, I have to put a disclaimer on her, but you know she going to come with a heart. She just comes a different way. So hopefully people are really gaining from this, because this is some real good information, and this is some true information. See, we're not putting on a plate. We're not trying to make it sound like you want us to make it sound. We're just bringing it to you. That's why you come on Tell It on Tuesday. And you, Marioshi Marie, and your what's up. Because I love asking you what's up. Like, I text you back and say, well, who is the enemy? Okay? And
the
you
enemy
immediately.
Anything that's going to keep you from your highest potential, that's the enemy.
That's
and
the enemy. Okay.
Anything that's going to for the highest potential. We all want to point it at the enemy and be narrow-minded. No, the enemy is anything that's going to keep you for your highest potential. Anything that's not going to give you light at the end of the situation, that's the enemy. Anything that's going to deviate you and not get you to the goodness of what this life has to offer, that's the enemy.
Uh-huh. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So when you go through it, you recognize it, you do what you do. Say, for there's young adults out there, you know, they're going through it. What is the first sign? I know we're all different, but I just, what should one look for when that enemy is knocking on the door? You know, people go through things and they do certain things. Like you say, you just found out you was moody. And you don't want to be moody. Okay, so what is a sign? Is it something that someone points out to you, or is it a feeling that you get? And I ask this because I'm not a moody person, but I'm the type of person, as I expressed with Stephanie earlier, that when I know that a person is coming down off of automatic pilot, I call it automatic pilot, when we're moving for survival and we're just doing things and we've gone through a lot of situations and we're relaxing down from it, when you're relaxing down from that automatic pilot, all that stuff comes up. You know, that enemy
right.
comes up, and you holding,
right.
Like Stephanie say, forgiveness, or you're not forgiving. You're holding what they did and how they did it. That's that enemy that's there. And as she spoke, it messes up your organs. Now, you're saying that it stops you from your highest potential. She says, and it does that too, but how would one recognize that they're in that hole? Is there something you look for or what?
It's not anything you look for. I believe that we all know ourselves. We are our own best knowing. Like, nobody has to tell us anything. If they tell us the truth, it's like a secondary doctor. You're just telling them something we already know.
Right.
As you know, I'm an introvert. So when I'm around people, it's not like a time where I'm around them all the time. So, of course, I'm at my happiest time because that's really, truly who I am. But every day, you know, I'm dealing with my own self, my own emotions, you know, my own interaction. So I'm not giving, you know, nobody else energy. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, I know I have this battle in my mind. You know, I know I'm an overthinker. I'm hard on myself. It's like, why did you do that?
Okay.
You can do better. I'm always like, you can do better. Or like, oh, like, as soon as something goes wrong, it's like, oh, no, this is not it. Go the other way. Hurry up. Get out of here. You know, it's never a time to really analyze anything. So for me, just accepting it and recognizing it and killing those second and third thoughts in my mind. And for me, just thinking it, you know, whatever you think, you're going to react. You know, now I'm showing emotion to it.
Mm.
I may not know I'm moody because I'm always by myself. So it's just like, this is just you. Like, you know, but be around somebody else, it's like, wow, I never noticed that. But I noticed, like, dang, I just be having an attitude for no reason. Sometimes I'll be like, why are you mad? Like, why are you upset? You know?
You're not, you know where you go.
Yeah, I know I can't go because I know I've been there before. Like, dang, why are you upset, Miyoshi? What's going on? But it's like, you're not really. It's just like, oh, you're just having a moment. Do what you need to do and get over it. You don't never really deal, you know, the face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
You don't never really deal with the face-to-face. You just deal with it and keep going, but not actually deal with it and trying to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
So just recognizing it and taking accountability. Like for me, like I took accountability because I knew, like, I have these different emotions. I'm an empath. You know, I feel
mm-hmm.
different things. I'm taking on everybody's energy. So, of
mm-hmm.
course, I'm going to be like a rock, you know, a up and down Rocky Mountain. But at the same time, like I said, I think it was the second show, becoming and having balance. I need to learn how to balance my gifts. Balance, you know,
balance.
That's all a part of life.
Balance. I like that
emotions.
Because I try to be a scale with my emotions because you're absolutely correct, what's up, because we do know ourselves. And if I'm dealing with a situation and somebody's having an out-of-body experience and they coming down and they're not seeing it and I'm trying to be helpful, you know what I do? I just give them some space because I have
mm-hmm.
to give you space because if I come to you, you're not going to like me anymore. So I had to,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a very truthful, upfront, transparent individual, very authentic. So if you're my friend, I'm going to tell you what I think, okay? And most people know that. They know that. So, but I also understand coming down off of that out-of-body experience because you've been
mm-hmm.
there. See, when you're coming down out of it, you're not aware that you're coming out of that out-of-body experience until you're coming down. And if you've
mm-hmm.
never experienced it before, you might see all your past lifetimes. Okay, it's no telling,
right.
but it's going to bring up everything in that water hose that's been lying around in the winter. And when you turn it on, all that goop comes up, okay?
Ugh.
That's what that
right.
out-of-body experience releasement brings about. And since I've experienced that, when I run into an individual that's coming out of that experience, I back up. I back up because if I go in, not saying I'm pulling into your energy, but, oh, I don't think so. Let me tell you about you. They're not ready to hear about them. They don't want to hear about them because they are just realizing that they've been functioning and didn't even know how they was functioning. So we have
to
like
you
say, recognize your emotions. And so because you do recognize your emotions, in each moment we find out something different about ourselves. We might not want to admit it, but we do. So I am so I am so glad that you know how to bang on the enemy. And that is the best thing to bang on. Been banging on, like the people out here, a lot of people go through that and they bang on their children or they bang on their men. And that's how we get that domestic violence and abuse, because they are recognizing and they don't know how to balance those emotions. So every day when I meditate, I see myself as a scale, a balancing scale. Right. And I'm standing right in the middle of it. And as Stephanie say, you know, and as you say, see, you have to see it to believe it. And you visualize that picture, or she mentioned with us before you came on, you look, you go down that path and you meet that messenger. Because if you deal in your own head and you're already moody, those emotions are going to go totally, totally, totally different. I'm so glad in the daily reactions, the interactions with yourself. People don't interact with themselves. So how did you find out she was moody? Somebody told you, or you just, it just dawned on you? They told you about your moodiness.
Yeah, somebody told me over the weekend, like, you're moody, you're crabby, you're mean. I'm like, really? And I'm like, and then I had to think to myself, like, dang, well, you do have your days, and you even ask yourself, and it's like, well, dang, I don't want to be like that, because, you know, that's not my personality. Like, who wants to be moody and mean? You know, but it's just dealing with, you know, just dealing with my issues and, like, you know, past trauma and accepting it and saying, like, you know what, I need to work harder at that. And talking about it, for me, like, when I don't talk about things, I feel like I'm suffocating. So, like, even talking about it and saying, like, you know, I have this issue, and for somebody to be like, you know what, it's okay that you have it, we're going to work on it. And breathing. Yeah. And breathing. I'm doing breathing techniques, too. You know, just breathing, just learning how to center myself and, you know, be in a present moment. But, yeah, somebody did, you know, they pointed me out. They pulled my coat over the weekend, Linda.
Okay, so I know your personality. I know a little bit. I know that you're basically, you know, you tell yourself you take care of business. You get it done. It's not enough playing around. So if I pick up on you, I'm going to call you Moody Sue. Moody Sue, how you doing today? Okay, so don't throw anything at me. But now that you're aware and it's been pointed out to you, I'm asking for that permission. So if I hear something, I'm going to say, what's up? Is that you or is that Moody Sue here? Okay, and it's nothing wrong with being moody. There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm so glad that you have the wherewithal and the willingness to share with others, because, yes, when you put it out there, it is helpful. You know, we cannot walk around, and people need to hear that. And some people, you know, they might say, well, I don't like what you're talking about. Okay, well, maybe that don't apply to you. But it's somebody out there that better hear it and I like it, okay? And it doesn't take, like I say, when you're doing a theater play, you know, actresses, you know, they're very temperamental, and they'll look out and say, oh, my gosh, it's only five people in the theater. It's nobody here. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter if it's one. The show has to go on because, you see, it don't take but one to get it out there. Mm-hmm. It could be a theater of 250 people, but maybe no one would like it. The critics would tear you up. That one person that's out there might be the one that gets it out. So you cannot let that sway you, because the show must go on.
Right.
Same thing.
And
I'm sorry, go on.
I just think for me and just my life, it's just me telling my authentic truth. That's my calling. Like, it's just me telling my story. And the only way I can share wisdom is basically my story, my ugly little story, my ugly truth, and being
honest. Well, you're telling us what's up.
I'm telling you what's going on in my life, my world.
Yeah,
hello.
That's why you what's up, okay? And I'm with them because I can fall behind you and relate to it. Some of the stuff, I don't think I'm a moody person. I'm not a moody individual. I know that I'm not moody, but I am authentic and real. So I have I have to control my emotions. So we know, but moody, I'm not. That I'm not. I can like be upset with you at 10 and bring you a cup of coffee at 10:05 because I'm gonna let that crap go after I tell you what I have to tell you. I'm done. Okay, it's like okay, let's move on because I'm not holding it. I'm not gonna take it out the room. I'm not gonna take
right.
it when you bring it. You get it right where you bring it. Okay, I don't think about it.
Right.
I don't stew about it because that gives me a headache. So and it's a good feeling. Sometimes you have to put it out there and you don't like it. But I'm saying you can't walk around in silence. You got to have a
yeah.
voice and you must use your voice. And a lot of people,
this is
my motto I'm going to lead with. You know what I say when you're a soldier never quits. They just reposition themselves on the battlefield. And people look at
right.
you, they don't understand what you're talking about. No, this is the battlefield here. I'm not quitting nothing. But I just might take a new position. But I'm still in,
right.
in the war. And the war that you're in is the war that you're having with yourself. Like you say,
yeah.
I have to bang on things that are stopping me from reaching my highest potential. That is the word for the week, high potential on that. So
yeah.
What's up? What do you want to tell the ladies and the fellas out there? And when you come back, I Moody Sue. I'm playing with you now, and I won't do that unless I'm far away
right.
from you. And if I see that you're in that mood, I'm going to do it around the corner. But what would you like to share with us tonight that you want to leave them a reminder to think about? You know, these graduates out here, and they partying, and they celebrating, and, you know, they're feeling a little bit better about the situation. What do you want to tell them?
I want to tell them to believe in themselves. Know the truth and walk into their divine purpose without fear, but knowing that all power is within them. That's what I want to tell them. And with that being said, to my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stand woke. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Peace and blessings. See you guys next week.
Love you, what's up, and keep talking it to us, okay? I love you.
I love you too, Linda.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Let me take